Red Blue Hoops is presented by German American Bank. From the banks of the Ohio River in Evansville, Indiana, this is Red Blue Hoops with fanatical Red host Chad Payton and obsessive Blue host Evan Beck.
Welcome, everyone, to the fifth season of the award-winning Red Blue Hoops show here on your WNIN 88.3. And we are live streaming on WNIN.org. We are on Facebook Live at WNIN Facebook. And right now, it looks like Walker's getting it set up on Twitter Periscope. So there you go. I am Evan Beck, your voice for the Kentucky Wildcats, which is the greatest college basketball program in history. And joining me again tonight is the voice for the Indiana Hoosiers, Chad Payton. Chad, welcome to tonight's show.
Guys, Evan Walker, Mr. Berger, Maria, it's great to be back. Last week, had a little family emergency, but just real quick, I want to thank everyone for all the thoughts and prayers and shout-outs last week. Evan, your intro was awesome. My dad was in the hospital. He's back home doing well, and he's listening tonight, so I'm excited about that. And he's one of the reasons why I do this show. He taught me some Indiana basketball stuff, and I want to remind him and my mom, too, that I love you guys. So go Hoosiers.
It's awesome, Chad. We missed you so much last week. And, you know, when it comes to stuff like that, you know, you heard me say that this basketball stuff is just, I mean, it's for funsies, and that's real life stuff there. So we're glad that your dad's back home, and I guess he's going to get settled in for tonight's game against the Iowa Hawkeyes,
ready.
Right?
Absolutely, big game tonight.
So, folks, our phone lines are open, and it's 812-426-7400, or you can tweet us.
At Red Blue Hoops. Let's get that going. Walker is looking for tweets.
Yes.
Always.
Always looking for tweets. And again, folks, you can interact with us tonight by calling 812-426-7400. You can tweet us at Red Blue Hoops. You can interact with us on Facebook Live. That's at WNIN. Then also through our Periscope account, and you can send us tweet questions. You can send, if you have our mobile numbers, Chad a text, myself a text, Walker.
We can give all kinds of life advice, too, if you want to do that. I mean,
and something I've noticed as I'm encouraging people in the community that we run across to call in, and they say, well, I don't know what to say. I says, it doesn't matter. Just call in. You can ask the question about anything.
That's right.
It doesn't have to be about Indiana or Kentucky basketball.
That's right. We don't charge $200 an hour.
No, we don't.
It's free here.
This is free here. I tell you, we're going to the phone lines right now, Chad.
All right.
Kim, welcome to Red Blue Hoops. Go ahead.
Okay. Am I on?
Yes, you are on, Mom. How are you tonight?
Okay, I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well.
Glad the rain has finally stopped.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to, from my heart, I want to tell everybody how everyone came together and prayed for us.
Yep.
And that prayers are powerful. And our lives are getting back together because we heard all the prayers going out for us, and we really appreciated it.
We did. We heard everything you said last week, Evan. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Kim, you going to watch the Indiana-Iowa game tonight?
I am.
Well, you got a question for us, too, or what?
Well, I mean, what do you think the game will be tonight? I mean, the score.
Score prediction.
Yeah, Indiana's going to win 83-72. You can mark that down.
Okay.
We are getting the win tonight. Iowa is a good matchup for us, especially at home. Indiana has won 5 of 6 against Iowa, so it's a good matchup.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. We really appreciated all your prayers and what you said on the show and everything.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you.
Take
Bye.
Care, Kim.
Bye-bye.
I think what happened
the connection there, the radio was
she
on.
She had a radio on.
Yeah.
And it was
throwing her off.
So for our listeners out there, when you do call in, please make sure that your radio is turned down as you come live with this on the air because there is a little bit of delay and it will cause a lot of confusion. For those that are on Facebook Live and Periscope, hopefully you'll see the new addition to our studio tonight. Thanks to our friends at Slade Print, we have our new rockin' 30-by-30-inch Red Blue Hoops logo. That was properly inverted, so it would read correctly on Facebook Live. That took some engineering, Chad.
It did. Yeah. Walker's like Vanna White back there. He's showing oh my that gosh. Thing off.
Hey, folks, also, last year, if you remember, we had a live remote, our very first one for Red Blue Hoops, and we are doing that again this year, Chad, and that's coming up in 2 weeks from tonight, so that makes the date February the, what, 21st?
21st, yep.
February 21st, we're going to go back to Bar Louie. That's on Evansville's east side, one of the more predominant, I guess, sports bars in our community. So the showtime will be at 6 o'clock, kind of the same setup as last year. We'll have the ability to interact with the audience that yep. night. We'll have some live questions. And I don't know if anyone will show up with any binders with statistical reports
Wayne
or not
will be
this
there,
year. We had people that had my names on their shirts. That was kind of interesting. But, again, live remote, Bar Louie, February 21st. Yes, sir, Walker?
Wasn't it IU and Iowa game where that piece of metal flew down right before the game a couple years ago?
I think it was.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember they had to reschedule that game.
That's right.
What's the name of yours? It's not Assembly Hall.
Simon Scott.
Yeah, Simon Scott was falling down.
Yeah. Yeah, it was falling apart.
Yeah, I remember that.
I forgot about that.
So, Chad, it's been a fantastic week again for Kentucky basketball. And I do have a couple of bones to pick with you that I had on my list last week, but you were unable to attend the show, obviously, for good reason. But a couple weeks ago on Twitter, you said Calipari was soft. And I was like, man, if anyone that knows his basketball history like you do,
He was defending Carl Anthony Towns
because
Butler called Towns a baby, so Coach Cal had to get involved here. And
yeah,
I mean, the way I saw that, I could see Butler being a great Kentucky player because he's a dog, kind of.
He is a
Cal
dog.
Cal would like him.
But there was some bullying talk there, and then Jimmy Butler threatened Cal in the article saying, next time I see you, I'm going to bully you or something like that.
I did see that.
Pretty
aggressive. Got a little out of control there.
But surely you don't think he's actually soft.
No, I don't. I told you pre-air that.
Well, I got to air it out with our listeners, though.
All right. Well, I will say this again, that I think Coach Cal is one of the best coaches in the country. I've always said that, and he gets it done.
He does.
And for those folks that don't think that, I don't know. I don't know.
Some other bone is I've noticed a tendency, Chad, where Walker and I do our homework for the show. We watch every IU game.
I always do my homework, school and
Ready Blue Hoops. So we watch all the IU games, and let me tell you something. For the 5 years doing this show, you guys have won 60% of your games. We've watched a lot of really bad basketball.
Yeah,
and I have found out that you're not doing your side of the deal. You're not watching Kentucky basketball games.
I'm not.
What's the deal?
I will strategically watch Kentucky basketball
when
games.
They're losing. You said
absolutely.
That is not fair. So I expect you to be more prepared for the show on your Kentucky side.
Hey, I check the box score.
Oh, my gosh.
I know what's going on.
Anybody can check a box score.
When you call me and you ask me for my assessment on Kentucky, I give you pretty good feedback, do I not? Elite defense. They're playing well. They're balanced now all of a sudden.
Let's take a studio vote. Let's go to our producer, Steve Berger, and technical director, Maria Thomas. Do you think Chad should watch more UK basketball? Maria?
Yes.
Maria?
Ooh, Steve said he thinks he watches more UK basketball.
Good. See, Berger does his homework, Peyton.
Wait a minute now. Yeah. Berger, whose team are you for, actually? We've never established that.
He can't hear you.
Yeah, he can't. What,
Maria's got headphones on.
I think it's like Indy Tucky.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
uh-oh.
Go.
We're going to get Berger on the phone.
This is awesome.
Now we're in trouble. We have a producer on the show. Just walk around there, Berger. You own this place.
Steve, who is your team?
Hey, to our listeners,
we've never asked you that.
This is our producer, Steve Berger, live on Red Blue Hoops. Go ahead, Steve. Uh-oh.
Maria has the headphones on maximum, so now.
There we go. We can hear you.
So what do you think?
So
you think the question is, Walker and I
watch. I didn't say I watch a lot of UK basketball. I said I watch more than Chad.
What?
Okay.
Anybody can watch more than Chad because he watches zero.
That's true.
There you go.
I mean, one is greater than zero.
Let's see. Gosh, when was the last one? I think.
I
have watched some this season. I guarantee it.
At some point in time, I'm going to have a Kentucky basketball watch party for the entire Red Blue Hoop staff, and that's why I know you watch them.
I will come to that. I like that idea. IPAs on hand.
No IPAs, Alan from Birdseye. Okay, folks. Again, we're going to pump this up. Live remote Red Blue Hoops, February 21st, Bar Louie, and give us a call. 812-426-7400 or tweet us.
At Red Blue Hoops.
Yes,
Walker's
Walker.
Got something.
This Facebook Live is national. We have Minnie Day from Florida watching.
Okay, whoa. Now, Minnie Day, let me tell you about this. She's originally from Madisonville.
Yeah.
And she's the mother of several very close friends of all my siblings.
Okay.
They're all a little bit older than me, but one of her daughters, Ruth, is someone that I can be anywhere in the world watching Kentucky basketball and run into Ruth Day. So Minnie Day, I mean, she worked at the library.
Yeah.
So she always kept a close eye on me when I was at the library downtown Madisonville.
Oh, boy.
But shout out to Minnie Day. Hello, Minnie.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to us. And where in Florida is she? Do you know?
She just said Florida.
All right. I bet it's warmer down there.
Yeah.
How about this weather? Nonstop rain.
50-degree difference in 12 hours.
So, Chad, let's get back to the greatest basketball program in history, Kentucky.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So, again, we had two wins since last week. And since you didn't watch them, I'll tell you, we won at Florida. We're down 11 in the second half. PJ Washington, our sophomore leader, had a little meeting in the lane, and he chewed some tail.
Okay.
And from that point on, Kentucky finished the game on a 34-12 run. So PJ is really stepping up not only in his play but his leadership.
Hey, you can actually thank me a little bit. I didn't say this earlier, but when I saw Florida was winning that game, I did turn it on a little bit. I saved you. Gosh, I saved you guys. You're welcome.
So you brought us some good karma.
I did.
But that I have to admit, Allison and I, my wife Allison and I were actually watching that game at Bar Lou with Jim and Jennifer Gotze and their daughter Emma. I was starting to get a little nervous when we were down 11 that late because we weren't hitting any
shots.
In
the second half, yeah. Right? Yeah.
But we held Florida to what, Walker, second half scoring?
19.
Like, yeah.
But I will say Dockage did call the game, though, perfectly.
Dude. I know Indiana fans and Kentucky fans, both fan bases, give Dockage a lot of grief.
But he said this: if this Florida player misses these free throws, Kentucky will.
I
make
saw
a run.
That, and that's and a, is that exactly what happened. Happened
yeah. Almost like a Tony Romo thing in the football games. But Dockage, to his credit, I sent him a tweet. I said, "Dude, you did a good job calling the game." But Kentucky's defense, Chad, is for real. I mean, statistically in the eye test, I mean, they shut Florida down when they had to. So
where does that compare? The 96 team had really great defense, right? And I've seen some tweets from random people. Oh, it's like 1996 again. I think not Jerry Tipton's tweeted that a couple times.
A little
Are
bit.
Are you guys there yet? You're holding – is that five or six teams in a row under 50 points, something like that?
Except Auburn.
We've had – let's see here. I'll get back to that answer. I do have it in my notes.
Okay,
but
yeah.
We're not 96 was a little different because we had so much offensive firepower on that team. Again, different format. We had seniors. Like McCarty was a senior.
Right.
Mark Pope was a senior. Anthony Epps was a junior.
Was Jeff Shepard on that team?
Shepard was redshirted.
Okay. He was
no,
on that
he was
second
on the
run.
Team. He redshirted in 97. Anyway, he won the title in 98.
Yeah.
But the 96 team was just so dominant offensively. At moments, they could definitely play defense equal to this team. But as a whole, statistically right now, the run we're having in conference is better than that team on defense. We're the best team in college history defensively is our 2015 team.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, and we're not to that level yet, but getting close. Going back to the phone lines, we have Sam Catt on the phone. Go ahead. Welcome to Red Blue Hoops.
Hey, fellas. How you doing? Haven't called in a while, Evan. Thought I'd call and say hello and say you guys are doing a great job this season.
Thank you, Sam Catt. Welcome back to Red Blue Hoops, and hopefully you can make it to our live remote in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll be there. You know, I'll be there with bells on, lots of blue.
That's right, baby.
Chad, good to hear you back. I'm glad to hear that everything's okay with the family.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot, Sam.
I will say that I'm slightly disappointed in your professionalism that you don't watch Kentucky basketball.
Oh, so you guys are piling it on tonight.
You know, I mean, for Christ's sake, I even watched the IU-Michigan State game. I mean, for me to sit down and watch Indiana basketball, I must truly like your show.
We appreciate that. So I will adhere to some of this constructive criticism tonight, and I might watch one.
It's not constructive criticism. It's constructive opportunity.
Okay.
That's exactly
I like
right.
Yeah, positive. Been that positive. Yeah. I like that.
Guys, let me just say, Evan, I think the key to the Cats' run to a number 9 championship is Mr. Montgomery. That's my call right now.
I love
it. That kid can step up and be consistent and handle, you know, the physicality inside because he has a beautiful stroke for a big guy.
Well, he does.
But if he can play some D and rebound the 8, 10, 11, 12 rebounds a game, he's going to be the X factor and he's going to help us bring home number 9, fellas.
Well, Sam Catt, I love that comment. I can tell you being at the – a South Carolina game the other night, watching him get rebounds out of his position was very impressive.
Yeah, you know, he's long and athletic, and you know, sometimes you just, as people say, you can't coach, you can't teach that long athleticism.
Right. Yeah.
That kid has it. He might even have, this is a really bold statement, but he may have the most upside when it comes to just a true NBA future of anybody on the Blue Squad.
Now, Sam Cat, I think you're that's a very intelligent comment, and I think there's been some NBA scouts even echo your sentiments there.
Well, we just got to get him playing with some true passion and consistency, and he's going to be fine, and I'll get off here and let you guys take some more calls, and go Cats.
Awesome.
Thanks
Thank
a
you,
lot,
Sam Cat. Appreciate it.
Your
yes,
dad,
sir, Walker.
Actually tweeted and said, Chad will watch the UK at Tennessee game.
I will watch that one.
We're going to be there. Road game. Road
That's
trip.
Awesome. We will be watching. I will be watching.
Because we're cheering for the Vols. That's fine.
I'll watch it at Rupp, too. That's coming up,
too. Question.
Yeah,
Rupp's the 16th. Next Saturday.
I got a question, too, or comment about Sam's question, or thoughts,
too. Go fire down.
So, DeCourcy even mentioned this on the show last week. Montgomery and Nick Richards coming in on defense is a difference maker. He actually said he thought, similar to what Sam was saying, that's how they can go to even the next level, if those two guys can continue to progress.
Yep.
And, I mean, Richards, gosh, he's 7 foot as well, right?
And really athletic.
Yeah.
Hit a beautiful middle-of-the-lane hook shot against South Carolina the other night.
Could he ever progress into, like, what Willie Cauley-Stein was?
No.
Or, Stein was a freak of nature.
Willie, I think it was Kentucky Sports Radio this week, got into Willie pretty good looking at his history. And Willie could guard all five positions. I mean, literally, he could break down a point guard defensively as a seven-footer. Nick can't do that.
How long did he stay in college?
Three years.
And that's one thing that people forget. Our unexpected run to the national title game in 2014, Willie got injured in the Sweet 16. So we didn't have him in the Elite Eight and Final Four and championship game. Big deal. But
he's a nice player. I interrupted you. Sorry about
that.
No,
go ahead. But I was going to ask you, how do you feel about our lunch bet? Okay, for to get our listeners up to speed, the bet is if Kentucky loses more than five games in regular season, I owe Chad lunch plus a listener. So how do you feel now? We're standing at three losses.
Yep.
We have a very tough schedule to finish out.
How many games do you have left?
We're
19-3, probably
8-1. So we have
nine games
left.
At Mississippi State, tough game. LSU and Rupp, Tennessee Rupp, at Missouri, Auburn and Rupp, Arkansas Rupp, at Tennessee, at Ole Miss, Florida and Rupp.
Okay, so do I feel as great as I did 3 weeks ago? No. But basketball this year is very intriguing in the fact that everybody's hitting a little slide in conference.
Yeah.
Kentucky has not done that yet. They did it maybe a little bit earlier in the year.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Will that happen? Maybe, maybe not. But
I think
they could still be a great team and lose a couple more games.
Oh,
no
sure.
Question.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Especially I think it showed we could still be down 10, like at Florida, you know. Can't count.
That's an eye-opener when you come back on the road and win by 11, mm-hmm. right? That was a final, I think.
22 points.
All right, folks, we're going to take our first break. We'll be right back. For more Red Blue Hoops, go Big Blue.
Go Hoosiers.
Booyah.
Red Blue Hoops is presented by German American Wealth Advisors. German American Wealth Advisors help accumulate and grow the wealth of individuals, families, and businesses with a mutual relationship based on trust and respect. Learn more at GermanAmerican.com.
All right, basketball fans, welcome back to Red Blue Hoops here on WNIN 88.3. I'm Evan Beck, your voice for the Kentucky Wildcats. We have Chad Payton here.
Yes, sir.
For the voice of the Indiana Hoosiers, you can call us at 812-426-7400 or tweet.
Tweet at Red Blue Hoops. And real quick, shout out to Zach Martin last week. He filled in very well and talked some good IU. Thanks a lot, Zach, and represented Hoosier Nation well.
Fire down, Walker.
This is from Jim Gotze. He goes, here's a question for Chad Payton. When he goes to IU games, how many former players does he see in attendance? As you know, we saw several at the UK game Tuesday, Evan. Does IU former stars go back?
Well, I never have as great of seats as Mr. Evan Beck here, where I'm down hanging out with all the players, you know. But I will say that normally I see, I'll notice a couple, and I'll see on Twitter guys coming back. There. Yeah, Oladipo's been there. A.J. Moye was a big one recently.
See, Walker, the situation is since Indiana's had such less success, there's not as recognizable.
I got you.
Let's go back to the phone line real quick.
Nice.
We're going to the phone line. Shooter, welcome. Rebel Hoops, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good one to roll into there, Evan.
Yeah.
Walker, I hear you, man. I'm going to give you a big Kramer booyah because we can't beat Rutgers, but we're going to beat Michigan State. So does that mean Rutgers is a tournament team all of a sudden?
No.
I mean, it's crazy. But, no, I just was calling to say, what a difference Deron Davis and Devontae Green make. You know, you got a kid that can shoot and score, and then you got another kid who's 6'10 that could jump over a piece of paper and made a huge difference on
Fort Branch phone book.
Looking forward to the Iowa game, seeing how we can contain Garza and Cook and the shooters. And, you don't want to have a make-or-break game at home, but, you know, when you lose to Northwestern and you lose to Rutgers, you've got to pick these important games up. So, Chad, give me your prediction. I want to hear it, and then I want to hear what Evan thinks. So,
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Suter.
Is he gone?
Yep.
All right. I assume he was talking about prediction for the game tonight, so I'll say 83-72, as I said earlier.
Was he wanting my prediction as well?
I don't
for
know.
Tonight?
I'll get mine.
Go ahead, Walker.
75-72, IU. No. Buzzer beater.
So, KenPom.
Buzzer beater.
Iowa is like 23-ish.
24 is what I read earlier.
And their offense is 10.
I didn't see that.
Defense is – look it up if you don't
mind.
You
want KenPom?
Yeah, KenPom defense in Iowa. But I remember looking at it earlier today, and based on that –
100th.
Yeah, see, that's your advantage right there. Yeah. You're at home. If you guys can get some offensive flow going with Romeo, and Juwan's going to play, correct?
He's going to play.
Yep.
He is a warrior. So,
dude, I was concerned about him having a concussion because the shoulder injury is one thing, but the guy landed right on his head.
Did you think that was a dirty play at all? Just out of curiosity.
My memory's not clear enough to remember it being dirty.
I just kind of felt like
a dive,
that,
wasn't it? I don't know. I've been in the situation where I was both on top and bottom of diving for a ball, so I don't know.
I'm just going to say to Shooter's point with Deron Davis, something else that I thought from him that I wouldn't have thought of until I watched his post-game interview, he might be a heartbeat of the team, and I didn't really realize that. And what I mean is the way he said. He spoke with a lot of confidence.
The way he said it.
He said it.
Yeah.
It was, I think he said a couple times, hey, if these teams want to go at me with one guy, they're going to pay the price. Which I thought was pretty interesting because he is a load in the paint.
Yes, he is.
And he's a big boy. So
space rebounder. He's not a go get it rebounder. He's a space rebounder.
He is. The thing with him, and this is what every IU fan is going to say the same thing, and I agree with them. He has not played but a couple of games this year. So until he can put that together, and if he does, and Morgan's back somewhat healthy, and it's opening up shots, we start hitting shots. I don't know. That's a trend maybe in the right direction.
You're asking about the 96 team and comparing it to this team. Here's a stat for you that totally correlates that. Kentucky beat Georgia, Vanderbilt, Florida by a combined 66 points. So three games, 66 points.
Yep.
That's the second largest ever in Kentucky history for a three-game stretch in conference.
Okay.
That doesn't count playing Monmouth or whoever.
Yeah, sure.
The biggest one is 75 points, and guess what team did that, our 96 team. So this team is starting to quietly put up stats that are equivalent to our Final Four teams and some of our championship teams, which is interesting. Let's go back to the phone lines, Mr. Berger. Cody, welcome to Red Blue Hoops. Go ahead. Cody, go ahead. You're in Red Blue Hoops.
Nope.
All right.
What's up, Cody? Call back.
Cody, you there, babe? Call back. So back to E.J. Montgomery that Sam Cat was mentioning earlier. A pretty cool deal happened after the South Carolina game Tuesday night. He was player of the game, which means he comes back out of the locker room, sits down on the sidelines, and is on live radio with Mike Pratt.
Yeah, yeah.
And after his interview, just by chance, the entire Kentucky team had come out of the locker room to do some interaction with some Special Olympic kids that were there for a function that evening. And so they saw EJ get done with his interview, and they did the old water bottle bath right there on rep court. But Pratt was talking about how that is just one little sample of what the team chemistry has become for this team. And Pratt says this year's team has gotten to the level, team chemistry-wise, of some of Cal Perry's all-time best teams at Kentucky. So that's exciting for me as a Kentucky fan to hear those little things that we don't necessarily see and get to measure. Are we going back there, Berger? We're going with
we got Cody.
We have Alan and Birdseye.
Oh, yes.
Alan, welcome back to Red Blue Hoops. Go ahead.
Well, good evening there, Evan. This would be Alan, the IU fan of the greatest basketball team of NCAA history.
I like it.
Now, you want to call me out on that, Evan?
No, I know you're talking about the 76 squad that was undefeated. I get it.
Let's see. And last I checked, UK, have they ever had an undefeated season?
No, we got close 38-1. But I call us, we're the greatest basketball program in college history, not just 1 year.
I know. I hear it, you know.
Every week.
But, hey, by the way, hey, Alan, the other day.
I'll bounce around in the cab of the truck here.
So, Alan, okay. Are you on Twitter by chance ever?
No, I do not do Twitter.
Well, I posted a picture in your honor this week. We were coming back from Lexington, and I snapped a photograph of the Birdseye exit. And let's see, do I still have that photograph? Exit number 72, I think it is.
Yes.
Yep.
I thought that was it last week when Zach was talking about it, but I
he was talking about Possum Junction.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard that.
Exactly. That's just on the other side of it, yeah.
So, Alan, when you're watching it.
In fact, that little store is still there.
When you're watching an Indiana game, give me the landscape. How do you watch a game? Where and who are you watching it with? That kind of stuff.
Well, I tell you, I wish that I had a way of sending you a picture, because Michigan State game Saturday, this was one of the greatest things. We have a son that's in the Army. He was in on leave last week.
Cool.
And all four of our kids actually came home so we could, you know, all hang out, because we don't get to hang out with Jason very often. He'll be in the military. So a niece of ours was here who is turned one December 19th. I went in the house so the wife could do homemade pizza Saturday night for supper, and she said, I went in because she wanted me to watch Sophie, and I said, sure. Now, the great thing about Sophie is from Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh.
So I have the little badger in the recliner watching the ball game, and this was beyond priceless. 2 minutes to go in the first half, I come in, me and Sophie sit down in the recliner. Keep in mind, we're talking a one-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Until overtime started, the kid never budged. And they kept walking over and looking and saying, it's like she's literally sitting there watching the game with you. I said, well, of course, she don't like them damn Badgers. She wants to watch some hoops.
No stinking Badgers. Yes.
Oh, I'm not a Badger fan either, Alan.
Well, I understand why you aren't, but, you know, that's, it's not like they're my favorite, because it's not like we can ever go to the Kohl Center and come out.
No kidding.
Well, that's for sure.
No kidding.
But, hey, what I wanted to throw out real quick tonight was something that I was sort of thinking this was something, and then I was reading a story here late last week and realized that I maybe pay a little more attention than I think. During our skid.
Yes.
And boy, was that ever a rough.
Yes, it was.
Devontae and Deron was not a part of that.
Devontae was the first.
One of them was out for all of those games, and Devontae was gone, I know for sure, for three of them.
Yeah.
But my point being, and you know, I know that a lot of, you know, teams do this with the younger kids. But my point being, I just think that those two being back and some of that junior leadership, I just think it really went a long ways.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I will say is that tonight I really would like to see some more of a tandem between Deron and Juwan, because these two guys from Iowa are just flat tough. That's just all you can say. And I do think that in our favor, one thing is they do tend to get a little soft on the defensive end.
Yep.
And I'm not just talking their bigs, I'm talking their team overall. Because if you recall, we lit them up last year from the threes.
We did. We did. That's right.
Anyway, I wanted to throw that in about those two. And I'm not, you know, trying to throw that out there as just a out-and-out blatant excuse because, you know, I really don't play that game. I mean,
no, I understand.
You play good or you don't. Well, but I do think that that was part of the determining factor in that, and I think it goes a little farther than we think. Now, my next thing, real quick, on a bit of humor is I have heard since I had to read so much of it, you know, on all these IU pages.
Yep.
During our skid, I have heard that they're calling for Izzo's head in Michigan State.
I have read that, too. It's amazing. I know. That is unbelievable.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, great show, guys. And, Evan, come on. Calm down on this greatest ever.
Alan, thanks for calling, but I have to ask you one more thing. You need to come to the live remote on February 21st. Can you get into Evansville?
It's going to be – is the 21st on a Thursday?
Yes, it is.
I tell you what, I will give it my best shot.
All right, we're going to bring it up there, Alan. That would be awesome.
I'll see if I can make that happen. Now, I will tell you this. You're not going to get me to take my cap off so that me and Evan can compare who's the baldest.
I like it.
Diesel, Petey Weedy.
Thanks, well, thanks for calling, man.
Goodness gracious.
See you, Alan.
You know, one thing I want to say is that Indiana actually helped Kentucky Saturday night.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks for the assist on beating Michigan State.
Yeah.
Moved us up the seed line.
Yeah, I did.
Actually, they're You're in welcome. A spiral. They lost three in a row.
Yeah.
Lost Illinois. At Illinois, and Illinois is terrible.
So that he is right. I've read some of those Michigan State boards, too, and they're
every fan base has 2% of the fans that are idiots.
Well, and Michigan State, including too, Kentucky. If you remember last year, in that I think they lost in the round of 32.
Round of 32.
And they were playing Syracuse, I believe, and they shot were. Like 45 three-pointers and hit like eight of them.
Yeah.
They fell into that Indiana trap that we ran into.
Yep.
And anyway.
No, that's
interesting
right.
Interesting point.
Thanks again, Alan. Appreciate it. Again, our phone lines are open again at 812-426-7400. Walker, any Twitter traffic or Facebook traffic? Any questions?
Nothing right now. No, a lot of people just
we're watching the, again, I mentioned we were watching the Florida game with the Gotsies on Saturday. And I was getting a little edgy about our lack of shooting, and Florida was hitting a couple shots there, and Jim Gotsie kept saying, Evan, it's reversion to the mean, talking about
sure.
you know, things will equal out.
Sure.
So he ended up being right about that. So reversion to the mean is his kind of his tagline this season. So let's talk more about Romeo Langford for a little bit. We've got a couple minutes before we go to break. So
let's talk about Romeo.
One of your leading Twitter guys, Assembly Call, what's his name?
Jared Morrison. He does a pretty good job.
Does a good job.
Yeah.
But he posted some information recently about there has been a lot of anti-Romeo talk by your fan base. So can you enlighten us on what's going on there?
To clarify that, when you say anti-Romeo talk, is that he needs to come back for another year, he's not playing well, or what are you hearing there?
Well, just some of the things that we're seeing is, you know, complaining about his play. You know, he went into a little bit of a slump. But, I mean, in conference play, I've defended him.
Sure.
Conference coaches are going to dial in on your team. And they shut his driving lanes down because you guys couldn't shoot.
It happens to every player. Romeo was a lottery pick. I can't reiterate that enough. You know, it's funny. I did post a tweet. I think you said something about it, but I said, as with that Michigan State game was getting later, I'm like, Romeo has an opportunity to show us if he's a five-star or what is he exactly. At that point, he was 2-for-12 from the field. He finished 4-for-6 the rest of the way.
Yeah, he stepped
and
up big
he hit
late.
Some nice shots.
He did.
That one where he went behind his – or between his legs, step back three, that was nasty.
But then in the big, long drive.
At that time was the game winner.
Yep.
Now they went down and tied it. But I actually – we'll see tonight. But
you know, I picked up another Romeo bet over the weekend from one of your IU fans. So the bet is now up to – I can't get into it on the air, but another bet with an IU fan that says he needs to stay 2 or 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
People don't
understand. We're not used to that one and done, so these folks aren't understanding.
And that would damage your recruiting substantially.
Yeah.
If he stays that long. Because you're talking about every competing coach goes into a living room and say, hey, look what Archie Miller did. Took a top five kid. And dropped his stock so low he had to stay. You don't want to have that happen to a top five kid.
which, to your point, that there's an article in the Indy Star that did reference coaching being an issue of Romeo's stock dropping.
Yeah,
so that's not real good.
You don't want to have that. It's already popping out there.
You don't.
Tell you what, Maria, can we go to our final break? All right, folks, we'll be right back with more Red Blue Hoops. Go Big Blue.
Go Hoosiers.
Red Blue Hoops is presented by German American Bank. German American Bank offers checking accounts to help manage everyday life with mobile banking, mobile bill pay, mobile check deposit, and mobile pay people. Learn more at GermanAmerican.com.
Bethel fans, welcome back to Red Blue Hoops here on WNIN 88.3. We are live streaming again, WNIN.org. Facebook Live, WNIN. I'm Evan Beck, your voice for the Kentucky Wildcats. Chad Payton, voice of the Hoosiers.
Yes, sir.
Walker Beck as the intern, rocking the Murray State shirt. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Geraldine the Cat.
Geraldine.
Welcome back to Red Blue Hoops, Geraldine. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
It's going fantastic. Geraldine, I'm going to steal a Kid Rock lyric real quick. Kid Rock said in the song with the title Johnny Cash, he says, "The sun is shining on Kentucky. They're drinking bourbon by the batch," meaning everybody's happy.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it because the sun's not shining where I am right now.
Yeah.
I just drove home through a deluge. I felt like I was going to be in Noah's Ark. The wind was blowing.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It's way up here. So what's going on?
It's rough. Well, how y'all liking Facebook Live? It looks awesome. I like the new setup. It looks fantastic.
Well, it's an interesting point. While we were on our last break, we lost our new sign. But other than that, Facebook Live, I think, is going really well. We had Minnie Day from Madisonville. You know her real well, don't you, Geraldine?
Yes, I do. That's awesome.
Yeah, she tagged us in on Facebook, and she's listening from, I guess, watching and listening from Florida.
Boom.
Well, that's awesome. How fun is that? Your reach is ever growing.
It is. It's awesome.
I want to go international. That's our goal. I want to get someone from the international segment of the world to call in.
You will be. You mark my words. I have a hunch you will be.
That's right.
But I do have a question for you.
Okay.
For both of you fellas, both of you all can answer this question, and I'll listen to it online later. Of the both your teams, which player do you think is the most underutilized for their skill sets, and who would you play more and how?
That's a great question, Geraldine. I tell you what, thank you for the question, and hopefully you'll call back in at a show later this season. So the team or the player on the team that's most underutilized, I mean, right now on Kentucky, I mean, he's had a big game recently, but it's E.J. Montgomery for us. I mean, you look at our bench, you got Emmanuel Quickley. He's doing exactly what he should be doing. Maybe he's in a little bit of a shooting slump right now, but he's playing really well. He's been getting really good rebounds from the point guard position. You have Jamal Baker. He's a shooter, but he's playing much better defense than we expected, so he's contributing more than we thought. Then you have Nick Richards blocking shots, getting rebounds. So EJ, I think, is the one that has the highest upside from a utilization standpoint. What about your Hoosiers?
You know what? I think this is kind of an odd statement maybe, but I actually think Langford and Morgan, and I'll throw this out there, you have talked about this before, but I think there's an opportunity – and those guys are getting their buckets, but there's an opportunity for more of a two-man game between them guys. And I think that's not utilized as much as it can be because both those guys, Romeo is great at going to the basket, elite finisher.
He talked
about that.
Absolutely elite.
And Morgan is a great finisher too, but he's also a pick-and-pop guy that can hit shots. So that's a decent answer, I guess. And then Deron Davis, if he's in the lineup and healthy and can play, pound it inside to him.
Yep.
And we saw some nice benefit from that Saturday.
Huge benefit Saturday. Yeah. He played 20-something minutes.
25
and 12
minutes.
Points.
Yeah.
And hit free throws.
And hit free throws. Just played key. Let me throw this out there. I'm going to read this to you. It's crazy, in my opinion. That Michigan State game, Michigan State had just lost a week prior. So they had a week off to stew on that loss.
Wow.
Okay. They were number 6 in the country at that time. They are, at that point, were still in contention for a 1 seed. In my opinion, they're at that scenario. We had won, IU had won once up there in the last 20 years.
Gosh.
Indiana was in the midst of a 7-game losing streak. We know about that. Morgan got hurt with 6 minutes to go left in the first half. The game went to overtime on the road. In my opinion, it's the most improbable win that I can remember watching IU basketball.
Well,
insane.
That's a great observation because one of your media guys, Jeff, is it
Rab Johns?
Rab Johns,
yeah.
He quoted on Twitter, biggest road win by an unranked IU team since number 6 Minnesota on February the 6th, 1982.
I did see that.
So you're spot on with your assessment.
I mean, just insane. And that's what makes college basketball so great.
Oh,
though.
It's amazing.
And, you know, I
as long as it didn't happen in Kentucky, I'm fine with it.
No kidding. The one thing I will say with Archie, because I've believed in Archie basically the whole time. I've been tough on him recently, no question.
Sure.
But I will say that in watching how basketball and the parity and what happens, just let the season play out. Let's see what happens. Let's get through February and see what you look like, because
you have been one of the most injured teams in the country.
We have. I hate using that excuse.
It's not an excuse.
It's real life, but I still hate using it.
No, it's
a
fact.
It is a fact. And there was an article I think I read with Archie at Dayton. They had like a 6-game losing streak in the middle of their year.
So he's used to this kind of stuff.
Well, that particular year. And I don't know what injuries,
what
played into that.
Yep.
But they won 16 of their last 17 games and went to the Elite Eight that year.
This could be bad news. This is coming from Jim Gotchi. Bloomington's campus is flooding.
Oof.
I don't know. I mean, Jimmy, if that's fact or what. Oh, Maria, which is our
We need a news
technical
thing.
Director is shaking her head yes.
I got a tweet in here.
Oh, we got Alan Hughes?
No, this guy said some more footage of the flooding on IU campus right now. All footbridges have been closed around the Jordan. I don't know what that is.
The Jordan. I have no idea what that is.
But Alan Hughes.
Assembly Hall is going to be flooded with three-pointers here in a little bit.
Is this coming through Facebook?
This one's through Facebook. Alan Hughes says he agrees with you, Evan. Hates the fact that IU propelled UK up the standings ladder. With the Michigan.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a big assist there. But then they lost to Illinois, so kind of whatever. But
that's all right, though.
IU fans were excited Saturday night after that big win.
I was pumped. It was pretty neat.
I observed some interesting behavior that evening from people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
so you're coming off a 7-game losing streak, and that's the game you win? I mean, just insane.
Improbable, like
Improbable.
You said.
Unbelievable.
Totally crazy. Anything else on Twitter or Facebook, Walkman?
That's the last tweet I've seen about the IU campus.
Hey, Al Durham for Indiana, too, is quietly putting together a really good season.
He's playing tough.
And he is tough. I don't know if you saw. I think he dislocated his finger. Did you catch that late?
Watched it, absolutely.
They pulled it back in place or whatever they did. Sitting there.
Unlike you, I'm watching the game.
You're doing your
and observing what's happening, preparing for the show.
I appreciate that.
See, it's one of these days you'll learn.
Uh-huh. So shout out to Durham, though. He's playing well.
No, he is playing well. But I texted you, I think, early in that game saying that Indiana was locked into their defense that night, and they sustained their energy defensively for some reason. So something changed. Maybe it is defined. I mean, I know a lot of IU fans have been really hard on Green this season.
You know, he looked different out there.
Yep.
Now, he was suspended. He should look different. He should come back with more of his head in the game.
Yep.
Deron Davis inside. Justin Smith played really well.
Made a big play late.
He did. You know, he took 17 shots. He hit 7 or hit 6, which is not great for an inside player. He had 10 boards, and he was blocking shots. So he was really active. Like a couple of his shots were like my defensive player's out of position. I can't really get a great shot, but I'm just going to throw it up there and get the offensive rebound.
Yeah.
You know how guys do that sometimes?
Moses Malone back in my childhood. Yep.
He did that a couple times and got buckets, and buckets that we needed bad.
Hey, shout out to Murray State basketball. The sophomore phenom, Ja Morant, broke the Murray State single season assist record last Saturday. Now, think about that. How many? He's got a lot of games left, and he's
Kid
already broken
the stud.
That guy's amazing.
He's
they
only
play when next?
They play
Saturday.
They play Eastern Illinois tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Yep.
But they got a game Saturday too. Is that right?
Yeah. He's the only player right now with 20 plus points and 10 plus assists.
So in the country,
which is why I think he'll be better than RJ Barrett in this rookie year.
Ooh, good call.
I'll call it. I can't stand Barrett. He's a black hole. He shoots the ball a lot. He hunts shots. I think that's Duke's issue. I think that's their kryptonite is forcing him to do things. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I would like to see
play
Duke again.
Duke does play at Virginia Saturday.
That's a loss. Virginia will beat them.
Oh, I think, yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, a lot of people are freaking out that we may end up in Duke's bracket, but I mean, I'd love to meet him in the Final Four, preferably. But if it happens, it happens. I mean, you got to win them all anyway to win the title.
Hey, quick OVC question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Murray State, Belmont, and who's Harper coach?
Jacksonville State.
They pounded Murray State.
Thumped them.
So, this happened last year, though.
That's a one-bid league, right? You got to win that tournament. Yep. What do you think?
It depends who gets the first two seeds. Because if you're a top two seed, you only have to play two games.
Okay.
Yeah, the way they redid their bracket for the tournament, he's correct. You don't play your first game until Friday if you're a one or two seed in the championship Saturday night.
So right now, who is the one seed in that league?
Jacksonville State, Belmont, then Murray. But Austin Peay just beat Jacksonville State on Saturday, which is weird.
Which is really unusual.
I'm going to be out there. I'm going to go check that out.
You have to.
It's going to be an awesome event.
Fantastic event for Evansville. And, you know, the OVC was just raving about our community and how we put that tournament on last year. And obviously the Ford Center facilities are fantastic. It's a great place to watch really good basketball.
I want to see Ja in the tournament. He's got to make the tournament.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So I just had a question. Leave my memory bank real quick I had for you, Chad. So let's go to back to the Kentucky team. And you were asking some questions earlier about their defense, and they are on one heck of a run on this 9-game winning streak. But in regard to their team, and Gotsi and I were talking about this other night, then we heard it on the radio the next morning. I listened to the Tom Leach report. Their biggest area for growth opportunity is on the offensive end because they're still – I mean, they're pretty good offensively. In fact, let me look here real quick. We're averaging 79 points a game, and our average margin of victory is up to 14. Mm-hmm. Keeps climbing. But, I mean, when you watch them, you can tell that – and that's what Calipari's talking about too. We still have a lot of growth opportunity in the offensive side of the ball. And we have a month to go. So I don't know what the ceiling is of this team right now.
Let me ask you this. Is Tyler Hero on any draft boards yet?
Yes.
Where is he at on that?
Late first. I talked.
That's a kid that actually, if he continues to play well, he could go.
Well, you heard me talk about our interaction with his family on the last week's show. And, you know, his mom was very open about that, saying, you know, we hope he'd play 18 minutes a game here his first year. Here he is playing 31 a game. Or whatever,
and Cal likes him a lot.
The kid,
because he, you know, I'll give you a Kentucky data point here that I've noticed.
Yep.
Even when the dude doesn't shoot the ball well, he plays hard all the time.
Never,
Cal loves that.
He never sulks.
No, he don't.
Never sulks.
Going to play hard defense. He'll go rebound. He'll get to the rim. His shot is too good to. He misses a lot of shots. I'm like thinking he should make. So that's coming.
I'm actually a question because you're a former great shooter.
You don't have to throw
always
former.
A great shooter, but a lot of his misses are back rim, dead on line. Is there any comment to that? I mean, back rim's better than front rim when you're missing.
That's why
you're not hesitating. You're fully releasing. Oh, here's a great data point. Glad you mentioned this.
I do my homework.
You do a little bit. Cal Perry. Like a lot of teams do, they have a 5-minute 3-point shooting drill.
I saw that.
And they keep stats on every single day they do this. And over the years, they've had some players, you know, be the top player that year for hitting X amount of shots that 5-minute span. Hero hit 95. Now, a really good result is in the 70s.
I know where you're going with this.
No.
Hey, not 50, say it. Somebody hit 50 in a row.
Brad Calipari got 50 in a row in that shooting drill the same day.
How about that? Gucci Brad.
Brad Calipari, Evan.
It does not matter what he did in practice.
Just to bring up a point, IU former coach Tom Crean looking like he's going to get number one Anthony Edwards.
How about that?
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
That was good.
But back to Hero, his mom was very open about, you know, come here, play maybe 18 minutes a game, develop his game, you know, go into his sophomore year and see what happens. And she said now, all of a sudden, they're talking about him potentially playing his way up in like the 15
How
range.
Neat is that?
Gosh,
those
crazy.
People didn't expect that. And that's good. He's a nice player.
Gotcha. And I saw his dad was back in town for the South Carolina game, but the mom and little brother were not there, and his dad had more of his buddies with him and a little bit of a different framework there, those guys. We have a call, Berger?
We
do. Zach, go ahead. Welcome to Red Blue Hoops.
How are we doing tonight, gentlemen?
We're doing great, Zach. How are you doing?
Clubs up in here tonight.
Uh-oh.
Doing great. I appreciate you guys letting me be on the show last week.
Yeah. Zach, you did awesome, man.
Yeah, appreciate you stepping in last second.
Thanks, Chad. Glad to see you on Facebook Live tonight. Back in there. Hope your dad's still doing well.
He is. Thanks for asking, brother.
Don't pull a tax guy and talk us off the air. So let's see what you got here, Zach.
No, I didn't get to check out the first part of the show tonight, but I read an interesting article this week from Mark Schumann of the Daily Hoosier that said that Devontae and Duran, when they play 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes per game each, they've only lost one game this year. The Hoosiers have only lost
one
game.
That's right. Yeah, I saw that too.
Did you guys talk about that earlier?
No, we didn't. But, yeah, I did see that. And that is, if they play 5 minutes together, like that, not they got to be on the
court at the same time.
Yeah.
They got to be in the sandbox together for 5 minutes is what you're saying.
They got to get five minutes of game time.
Actually, it's just, if they're playing 5 minutes a game. The problem is Davis has not been able to do that, and Green's been suspended.
Exactly.
So that's an interesting data point.
Yeah, I've been a little tough on Devontae and Evan. He brought that up earlier that the Hoosiers have been a little tough on him, and I have been probably the hardest. So maybe I should give him a little slack, and I'm not changing my mind yet. We'll see what they do tonight.
Absolutely. I'm cautiously optimistic.
I appreciate you guys taking my call tonight. Enjoy the rest of the show, guys.
All right, Zach. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Oh, Zach getting some Red Blue Hoops airtime in here tonight. Wow. Yeah. Well, we got here a couple minutes ago.
2 minutes.
Hey, yep. Evan Fitzner.
Yo.
Your buddy Evan.
Great first name. He's not doing very well at all.
It was a Christmas miracle.
he hit a shot.
A three-pointer.
I saw it.
It's the first one since December 19th.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
Seriously.
Your coaching staff
is not good at coaching shooting, obviously, like Green was.
Tom
Seriously,
Green was a...
because what was his career three-point shoot percentage coming to
Indiana? I don't know the answer to that.
It was upper 40s, I think.
Was that the guy from St. Mary's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out.
The funny thing was Don Fisher's call when he hit it. He goes, oh, Fitzer hits a three. First time in forever. He just said it.
First time in forever. Yeah,
absolutely.
How do you spell his last name?
Fitzner.
Maria, we go to 58 or 59?
59.
Okay.
Hey,
cool.
IU shot 10 for 20 from three. People are saying, hey, they're not a great shooting team. And they haven't been, but I will throw this out there. Juwan Morgan this year, 38% from three. Al Durham, 41% from three. Devontae Green, 39% from three. Those three guys aren't bad. Romeo's 25%. That's a problem.
Want to hear something crazy? Keldon Johnson, 41%.
That's good.
PJ Washington, 41%.
PJ, yeah, he's good. Shooting the lights
Gracious.
Out. Yeah.
Coming That's in, he deadly. Was a 42%.
No kidding. I did not know that. Wow.
So now, if I'm a opposing coach and I'm talking to a recruit, I would say don't go to Indiana because they teach you how not to shoot the basketball.
No boy.
Data points are coming in quick.
Yeah.
Don't forget the live remote 2 weeks.
That's right, folks. Our listeners, as a reminder, our live remote 2 weeks from tonight at Bar Louie, February
Can you go
21st.
To that? I can't remember.
Yeah, Walker
I'll
was
be
there.
You were in there. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's always a lot of fun. Great way to interact with our listeners, and you can ask questions live at the show, and it's a fantastic time. Chad, we'll be tuning in tonight, watching the Hawkeyes in Bloomington.
That's right. Let's get a big one tonight. 83-72 IU.
I'm guessing.
The sun is shining Kentucky, Big Blue Flans, and we'll see you back
Adios.
Here next week. Go Big Blue.
Go Hoosiers.
Support for Red Blue Hoops comes from Evansville Teachers Federal Credit Union, offering vertical checking plus ATM reimbursement. Evansville Teachers Federal Credit Union. Everything we do for you. Red Blue Hoops is a production of WNIN Tri-State Public Media. The executive producer is Brad Kimmel. Steve Berger is the producer. Maria Thomas is the technical director. The opinions in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of the WNIN staff or board of directors, or for that matter, Purdue fans, Evansville fans, USI fans, Louisville fans, and certainly not Duke fans. We'll be right back.